Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only Mr. Lewis Blake!
A survey from Public Policy Polling revealed recently that 13% of potential voters would prefer to have a giant meteor crash into the earth and destroy civilization than to see either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in the White House. Thank you, and good night. Seriously, what need more be said? 13%. That's not a small amount of people. That's a lot of people saying, fucking kill me. This has been the longest election cycle of my lifetime. And it began, I believe, sometime during the middle of World War II. I truly believe that by the time we actually have to vote, I will be unable to make it to the door. I will have been sapped of my will to live. The only good thing that has come out of this election cycle, quite honestly, is that it has made time seem longer. I've been noting with interest the fact that really none of the candidates, none who ran and the two that are now really left standing, and none of our leaders have any concept whatsoever of what to do about ISIS. And let me just say, oddly enough, I do. I know it would seem strange that I, someone of a limited military background, would understand this. And let's note that I had 3 years of service in the Cub Scouts. I did 3 USO tours of Iraq and Afghanistan during Christmas, and I learned a great deal from that. 21 days, I know more than any of these people. Many of them have said that we must bomb ISIS back to the Stone Age. Obviously, they have never spent time there. I've been to Ramadi. I've been in Fallujah. They are already in the Stone Age. What are you going to do, bomb them until they're dinosaurs? I realized what to do when the blizzard last year was coming to New York City. And just as a side note, when a blizzard or a hurricane is coming to anywhere in the United States, every weather person must be given a rabies shot. These fuckers are out of control. Seriously. It's not a blizzard and an asteroid shower, asshole. It's snow. It hits your hand, it melts. So as the blizzard was coming and throughout the entire winter, I took note of the fact that there was no mention of ISIS whatsoever. They disappeared. And it was then that I realized that ISIS was afraid of snow. So I feel, as winter comes and the snows form, that we get out there and shovel them, and we get them as quickly as we can to every Air Force base possible and we bomb the shit out of them with snow. Because even in Atlanta, they don't know how to drive in the snow. To be honest, having spent this year watching what's going on, I have no idea what my my job is anymore. Everyone in this room already has 30 Trump jokes that are probably better than anyone that I thought of. What the fuck do you need me for? I should have just come out and gone, ta-da! I've always felt that my job was to be truly crazier than what I see. That's what differentiates me from other comics. That I am crazier than what I see. Ball game's over.